Let's take advantage of all that beautiful sunshine the majority of people moved to Arizona for. With solar, Judy's online and wants to talk about it for her particular home. Welcome to the program. You're joined with Kyle Ritland of Sun Valley Solars. You can find more at svssolutions.com. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I had inquired about solar back in August. In fact, I just pulled up the emails, and it was through one of your certified guys, and they were very helpful. But input I had from other sources, like just friends, said that if you go to sell your house and you're leasing, it's going to be detrimental to your sale. It may cause you not to sell, or you may have to buy out your lease. Is that true, or what happened?
Yeah, so it depends on who holds the lease and what their rules are. So you do have to transfer the lease to the new owner, and that means that the new owner would need to qualify for the lease, right? So they would have to have relatively good credit score, and I would assume if they're buying a house, they have a pretty good credit score. It's not terribly difficult so long as they meet those qualifications. It's just simply a matter of transferring the lease. Usually I've found that it's advantageous to work with an agent who understands solar and has been through that. And I know some very good ones who deal with this all day long because they understand the process what that process entails and can usually walk you through it pretty swiftly and easily. We see it happen all day long. I don't think it should prevent you from getting solar if you want to get solar, but yes, that is generally true. You either have to transfer the lease to the new owners or buy it out and simply fold it into the home sale.
And a good solar system installed right with a year's history track, you can show what your savings have been. That would only help you.
Yeah,
in that case,
I mean,
for the new homeowner.
Yeah, so sure, if you've got solar on your house and that's reduced your bill by 80%, then your agent should be able to use that as a marketing benefit to the home if they understand solar and they know how to talk about solar. That's why I think it's really, really important if you have a home with solar on it to work with an agent who understands solar.
And I think all agents eventually will start to catch up. Majority mm-hmm. of the homes, I don't know if there's an actual percent number out there, but the majority of homes in Arizona still don't have solar. Mm-hmm. As it becomes more predominant, they're going to have to learn or they're just going to become irrelevant.
That's correct,
so
yeah.
They'll catch up eventually. In the meantime, you've got some good ones.
I know of a few that I've worked with before or have connected other customers with before, and they are very, very talented, and they understand how to navigate all of that stuff.
We had a texter text in and says, I'm all for energy conservation, but I will not stick those hideous solar panels on my roof. Somebody very design conscious here, I think. When will there be an aesthetically pleasing solar option available?
That's actually a really good question, far more common than most people probably think. You know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I always enjoy seeing solar panels on a roof because that gets me excited and makes me, you know, aware of those people and the money they're saving and the positive environmental impact that they're saving and whatnot. But I do agree that aesthetics are extremely important. One of the reasons that that SunPower is so successful in what they do is
that's a manufacturer of the panels
so
we were talking about earlier.
That's correct. SunPower panels. We are a SunPower Elite dealer here in the Valley, but one of the real key differentiators for SunPower, and this has been the case for a number of years, is they really took aesthetics to the next level. So subtleties like black anodized framing and then their black cells, which actually covers up the seams between the individual cells. So when you look at a SunPower panel on a roof, it looks like this beautiful polished black piece of glass on the roof rather than a traditional solar panel. They're really quite attractive.
And there's always new technologies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about some roofing tiles visionaries mm-hmm. out there?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening. You know, the gist of it is that there's a tremendous amount of R&D resources being poured into solar and related technologies, including storage and batteries and things like that right now. And this is a sector that's in a state of, I guess, hyper evolution. There's a lot of innovation coming along. Solar panel efficiency has remained relatively the same for about 10 years. I think panels have kind of reached a point where any additional advancements will be mostly incremental in terms of efficiency. But there's ancillary technologies around solar, from smart inverters to smart home automation to batteries and storage, that will be coming into the field in the next few years. That is really, really very exciting. Really, really cool.
And if somebody's using the excuse of waiting for the next greatest thing in solar mm-hmm. to invest in solar panels, you know, that's just every single month you're not saving.
Yeah, well, sure.
If you'd have started from the beginning, by the time that next new greatest thing's out, mm-hmm. the amount you'd have saved, you could probably buy it outright.
Sure. Well, you know, the argument could be made that, you know, you could wait for a 2% more efficient panel to come along in the next 5 years, or you could put the panels that we have today on your house and start knocking your bill down, you know, 80% or more, and start putting money back in your pocket today. And then when you factor into that there are still state and federal tax incentives in place today that might not be here 5-6 years from now, that can currently offset as much as 30% of a sale. Really, the question is, what do you have to stand to lose by waiting?
And Robert's on the line with a question on incentives and rebates. Before we get to that, I want to finish this conversation on invention and technology and mm-hmm. visionaries. You had brought up a great point on electric cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is something that comes up quite often. I always, so I'm in the market for an EV personally right now. So
and what?
An electric vehicle.
EV, electric vehicle.
Yeah, EV personally. Okay. So this has been on my mind a lot, and I'm far more conscious as I'm watching people pull their EVs into their driveway. And I'm always amazed when somebody puts an electric car in their driveway, and they get out and they plug it in to charge it overnight. I always look on the roof and see if they have solar, because the reality is if they're plugging that car into the wall to charge it up, and I presume that most people like me are buying an EV to save money on gasoline and to hopefully make a more positive impact on the environment. Well, keep in mind that if you don't have solar, about 65% of our utility electricity is generated through fossil fuels, and about 25% of that comes from nuclear. So you're simply taking you're taking one dirty source of fuel and replacing it with another dirty source of fuel, where if you have solar on your roof, you can fill that car up with sunshine and drive on Arizona's cleanest, most abundant natural resource all day long.
You kind of need them to tie in together.
Mm-hmm.
On cars and solar, have you seen the solar streets or something? I cannot remember the name of the YouTube, but it's somebody that says, let's convert all the asphalt to solar panels.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I have seen those. I don't know a lot about them. You know, obviously, I think it's an amazing concept. Would love to see something like that come to bear. Keep in mind, though, that solar panels are pieces of electronics, and, you know, putting them on a roadway and driving over them.
A lot of development in R&D still to come on that.
Exactly. Exactly.
That'd be an interesting concept. There's that, and then there's the electric window, electricity-generating windows that they're making for skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take these thousands of square feet of glass that are on these huge skyscrapers and turn that into solar generators, mm-hmm. and then you've got all the asphalt now turns into solar, you're talking some major transformations in the next 30 to 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's probably going to take 30 to 50 to 200 years to get there.
You know, I don't know if it's going to take that long. I think we're seeing the beginnings of some huge shifts in how people generate electricity and how people interface with electricity.
I think the acceptance of solar has, mm-hmm. has come a long way, as well as people see that it's legitimate and that there's really people yeah. saving. And the more people talk about it, then
right.
the more people want to do it.
And keep in mind that a solar panel will work at peak efficiency. You know, most modern day solar panels have will operate at peak efficiency for the better part of 30 years, and then it's only a minuscule reduction after that. So when you're making an investment, you're making an investment that's a 50-year investment, you know.
And on that investment, there are often rebates available, which is exactly what Robert has called in to ask from Chandler. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey, Robert.
Good. Hey, I've been involved in solar and home efficiency for 20 years, and I've had solar on my home, which is in SRP territory, for about a year and a half. And my wife, I'm not listening to your program. My wife was, and she told me that she heard you guys talking about the fact that APS and SRP were offering rebates on inverters. At least that's what she heard. And as far as I know, the rebates went away a long time ago when they reached their renewable energy target, but...
Yeah, so good question. It's actually SRP that we were talking about, and it's part of an advanced inverter study that SRP is doing in conjunction with their qualified technology partners, of which we are one. So they are doing a study right now, but is this for new solar customers? So you would have to not have solar currently on your house, but certainly tell your friends and neighbors, because they're essentially, if the house qualifies, they're giving you a free advanced inverter as well as a $250 rebate on the demand manager, as well as a $10 credit on your bill for through 2018.
And a lot of these rebates and incentives, you know, they've been around. They'll have a 4 or 5 year lifetime here. But this is quick. It, mm-hmm. First 300 got to be done by May. I mean, you've got to act.
Right. Yeah.
So how would somebody get started?
Give us a call. Absolutely, give us a call. We'll walk through it and give you the details, and we'll get to the point where we can even give you a price fairly quickly.
And does your mic's not on? And is there any idea? Do they give you an information on, you know, we've got this many left, this many left, this many left?
Yes and no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can get that from SRP. They don't advertise it necessarily directly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but we still have room left, obviously,
we
wouldn't have
left.
You on right now.
We still have some room left. Yeah.
First 300 SRP customers that sign up.
And you were supplementing that for people who aren't part of SRP in the spirit of the holidays. What are you offering?
Yeah, so if you're outside of SRP territory, then we have a $500 cash back if you go solar by the end of December.
Last segment coming up.